This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The Colorado State Fair will host some on-site competitive events this year at the end of August, but they are not open to the public. The fair was previously canceled as part of the state's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Some 4-H events will go on with strict health protocols in place, and a host of virtual competitions will try to keep some of the annual fair's festivities going. An effort to recall the Mesa County clerk will not move forward. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Clerk Tina Peters was targeted for removal after more than 500 uncounted ballots were discovered in a drop box months after last year's election. Recall backers blame the pandemic, in part, for why they fell short of collecting the roughly 12,000 signatures necessary to force a vote. After the incident with the overlooked ballots, the Secretary of State's office sent one of its own staff members to help oversee the spring presidential primary. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Denver's district attorney has cleared 3 Denver police officers in the shooting death of a man in October 2019. DA Beth McCann says the officers were justified when they shot and killed 36-year-old Adam Martinez, who police say stole a department vehicle and pointed an officer's AR-15 rifle at police. After a car chase, police hit Martinez with 15 bullets, killing him. McCann says the officers believed they needed to use lethal methods to protect themselves. It is 99 degrees in Grand Junction. Tonight it'll be mostly clear with a low of 66. The rest of the week it'll be in the mid to high 90s. You're listening to CPR News.